226.
226.
All right.
Back in the home studio.
Is this main feed?
This is main feed. This is a public episode.
And we're gonna, and we're all going to give our opinions on how we think Dr. Disrespect is innocent.
All I'm going to say is, I wish they had gamers like this when I was a kid. Where were these guys when I was growing up? When I was 10 years old, 12 years old, we didn't have any of these streamers around to molest the shit out of us. I was just a sitting duck then, and you had these guys like, I don't know, Fatality, who just didn't even mess around with kids at all, and now that's these not, kids, oh, these, sorry for you know, they get a famous
so
guy,
sorry
a guy who's
you.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Yep, 6'8".
I wish I could pass as a kid somehow. I wish there was some way I could pretend to be a kid.
Hey, haven't we talked about
yeah, you're kid passing.
I don't really want to shave my beard, though.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You know who's not kid passing? Dr. Disrespect. He can't pass one up.
That's right.
Let's go. Let's see what else
unless
I got.
Unless Twitch makes them.
It's nice of them to do that during Pride Month. Just to remind everyone that the majority of pedophiles statistically are heterosexual.
That's one of the funniest things is him and Nick Merckx almost a year to the date were being like, Activision's nothing but a bunch of suit and tie schmucks because they had the trans skin in the game and they complained about it. So then Activision pulled both their skins instead. By the way, they both went on to like boycott the game for, I think, 3 weeks total. And they're just playing Warzone all the time again. Anyway, it's funny that they were like the main crusaders and faces of this like leave the kids alone movement that was like those people are always wrong but really moved to gaming because Nick Merckx is a dumbass that hears stuff from his fucking wife, and Dr. Disrespect's wife is the one that bought the fucking David Icke book in the first place that got him like into that shit. Like,
oh, I forgot about that because
he mentioned it. He's like, Miss Assassin's looking at me right now with a knife, so I gotta let you guys know she bought the book, not me.
Damn, no wonder she gets cheated on.
Yeah. And it's funny that during Pride Month now, they got to see a bunch of these blue-haired they-thems and their menchies all day. Mm-hmm. Being like, hey, are you trying to strike a chord? And I bet it's A minor. Fuck you, pedo.
Yeah, they don't want to have to deal with that shit. Like, there's a level of hate that they like. They like being the guy who's like, I just think they should leave the kids alone. Why do they force this on people? I'm just asking some questions here. And then they get hate, and then they say, well, look at all these people who are angry. But actually being in a fight where you're, like, being accused of being a pedophile and shit, that's not fun. That's what why they just they
man,
turn
his,
it off.
His reply to it was pretty crazy.
His long-ass one?
Where he, but all of them, both, where the first one where he's like, well, technically nothing illegal happened. It's like,
I wonder if maybe he molested his lawyer's kid, and that's why his lawyer gives him bad advice. That's what I would guess is happening, allegedly.
It would be better if he said that nothing illegal happened, but he basically just said, like, they didn't find it.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
Like, there's no evidence. There was no evidence found. Great job,
you know you're
man.
Fucked when Steven Crowder replies to your big apology like he did today and said, like, did you just remove the word minor and then add a pet? Like, Steven Crowder's not on your team?
The first one he wrote, like, that long, super long-ass multiple paragraphs, and then he's like, well, you know, I was messaging a minor, and you know, sometimes the the topics would stray towards more of the adult thing, but what did I do it? Yes. Did I have ever intention of ever doing it? Actually, the things that I wrote? No.
I didn't send her a picture of my penis because Twitch Whispers doesn't allow images. So
this fucking 6'8" narcissist, he thinks he's smarter and better than everybody, and he's always been told he is just. If the way he admits it is the most fucking cop-out, sugar-coated, like, sometimes the conversation's straight inappropriate. You know he was being some freak.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know he was getting nasty.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's like that ukulele woman.
Mm.
Yeah, I actually mixed their pictures together today, him and Colleen Ballinger.
Yeah, they should fuck. Oh, my God, imagine how hot that would be. Dr. Disrespect just railing the shit out of Colleen Ballinger.
They don't want that. They're not attracted to each other.
Oh, I know. That's the punishment. That should be the punishment for pedophiles. They all have to fuck each other. They have to have adult sex with each other. They have to get sexed into being an adult liker. That's how it should work.
Just Dr. Disrespect fucking one of those guys from the Pedo Hunter videos, holding his nose. Ugh, I hate this.
Yeah, those guys on Kick, they should go around and just fuck the pedophiles.
You gotta fuck a decoy.
Hey, I'm the guy you were talking to. You were just chatting with me, and you did say you wanted to fuck me. So, you know, that's consent. And the fact that you didn't know I was an adult, That's not my problem.
I did appreciate Dr. Witnesser coming back.
the other doctor.
And just be like, oh, well, you know, whatever happened to forgiveness?
For the medical community. He is so pathetic. Like, he's not even being earnest. He's just trying to get clicks. He's trying to get engagement by being offensive. But he can't even do it. He gets like 6 likes on his tweet and 2 replies. That's all his shit for like the last 5 years.
Organically, yeah.
Like that thing where he said Juice WRLD deserved to die in like 2016. Yeah. That was his last hurrah, I guess. He's still doing that. He's still posting about fucking Juice WRLD, who has been dead for like almost longer than he was alive.
Dude, his new picture that you shared, Michael.
His new thumbnail, his soy thumbnail picture. He looks
his
crazy.
Thumbnail looks really bad. I mean, he always looked bad, but like,
he looks like a
you're
fish.
Clean cut, like,
he's
it's
got
kind
dick
of okay.
sucking lips.
He looks like if you were trying to breed a fish to suck your dick better, like the mermaid conversation that we had, if you were a gay man and you were trying to make a gay merman
who
would be really wet looking and have fish lips that are good at sucking your cock, he would look exactly like him in that thumbnail.
Dr. Fish Lipser.
Dr. Fish Lips.
You know what he looks like? He looks like lockdown. He looks like COVID lockdown.
Like oh, yeah. That's you're right.
Hair. It's truly psychotic because he gets nothing from it.
So funny. He's a Seventh-day Adventist, too. Like he's an SDA.
Yeah, one of the dumbest forms of Christianity. It was formed by the Millerites. Some random guy would say the world is going to end on May 11th, 1848, and then they would all think it was true, and then it wouldn't happen. And then he would say, no, it was 1849, and then it would happen again, and it would just keep going. And eventually they just morphed into Seventh-day Adventists. It's crazy. People still believe that shit.
I got deep into FLDS lore this week, and those people are just so funny, too, with their prophets and how they're so new rule.
FLDS, fat lips, dick sucking.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
They're the craziest Mormons. They all have like the bump hair and the prairie dresses and they all suck dick like a freak.
Oh, nice.
FLDS. Yeah.
They get to go on Rumspringer.
No, that was it's the Warren Jeffs one. They live in compounds at the border of Utah and Arizona.
That's cool. That's nice to be in a compound with some like-minded individuals. We're all just abusing each other.
Being a spinoff Mormon, that seems kind of crazy. Seems like you would feel left out because you've got the big temple, you've got all that shit there, and then you've got some other Mormon thing that no one even knows about. You're like, I'm Mormon, but not that one. Not the one you know. It's a random one with 8 people.
They all get into like construction law and shit like that and become local politicians and do things like, they do the thing sort of like the Travelers do where they have their fucking McMansions, except they actually finish, well, they live in them. But they always have an addition on the house that's not finished because the state of Utah doesn't tax anything that's under construction. So everything is just not done. And they keep getting longer. Which helps, cool. Which does it, you know, they gain a new wife. So they need a new wing of the house anyway.
That's true.
Warren Jeffs had 65 wives.
That's too many.
He had so many because, well, he would say there's another guy with 4 wives and Warren Jeffs decides he wants to fuck one of these wives. He will make up something that the guy did and exile him from the community. And he has to get up right then from the big community meeting and leave in his truck without saying goodbye to his family or taking anything.
And you get his wives.
Even if he has a million dollar business, Warren Jeffs owns like 51% of everything. So he gets to sign it over to himself. So you lose all your money, you lose your kids and all your wives and he gets them.
It's good to be the cult leader. That's the best guy to be in the cult is the leader.
And he did Truman Show type lies too, like said, the devil controls the sea and the air, so you cannot fly, except I can because I talk to God, so I'm able to use my jet. And he also had a Learjet. Yeah.
It's kind of like in Crusader Kings. You can put your priest or your advisor in jail, and then you get to inherit all of their stuff. You can just say, you did something, I don't know, and just execute them, and then you get all of their stuff.
He's not even tall. He's not even a handsome guy. He's a fucking ugly guy. He looks like an old corn broom.
Mm-hmm. That's man. Yeah. Like, how are you following that guy? I'm not to be too mean.
People
to
who
some
have
of those
something
people,
wrong.
Like, yeah.
There's something fundamentally wrong in their personality where they have to be right all the time and they have to believe that they're better than other people. That's usually what draws people to that. And they've already been rejected by everyone around them. Like everyone they know has already had the talk with them. Like, you're a fucking asshole. You're
Damn,
a piece AR-15's of shit.
AR-15's like Warren Jeffs. Except no wives, no pussy.
Yeah, those
no
type wives, of people no. are very susceptible to that. People who think everyone yeah. around me just thinks I'm unpleasant and horrible for no reason. Just because mm-hmm. I'm better than them and they're jealous. And I just need to go somewhere where we're all better than other people.
It's strange. It's even weirder to watch. There's some other FLDS people that got a little more secular, like they wear normal clothes, essentially. And they have enough like joy in their life. Cause there's, I watched this, it was one of those documentaries that like Channel 5 in England did for their shit. But it's when they come over and like, look at this freak show. And it was, there's a big rock right outside Moab, Utah called Rockland, or they just call it Rockland Ranch. It's the neighborhood. And there's all these houses that are built into this giant ass red rock, like this mountain. And you can walk up the side of it. It's huge though. It's like 90 feet tall or something. And all these polygamous families live there, and they're like, they're just more secular, broken off parts of the FLDS, like the Warren Jeffs people. Like the kids make jokes. Like one guy died, and his wish was that his wives married his brother, which sounds like his brother's like, yeah, my brother on his deathbed was said, but the mom was like, how would you feel if I married one of your uncles? And all the kids looked at each other like, no, that'd be weird. It's like, you already have like two other moms. Like,
yeah, that's weird.
But they would make like they'd make jokes about the polygamy and shit, which the other ones, they didn't seem like they had any joy at all. So it's strange. But what it seemed like was there was maybe one entire polygamist out of all the shit that I watched this week on FLDS, like where there's three wives and they're all happy. But what it really was, is I think the women were all just in love with each other. And they had this like really, they had this really fail husband that didn't know how to like build well or anything. I don't know how he was like, he's, it was like almost like a sitcom. How you have like this really fail guy that has all these like wives that are like, he had all the prettiest wives too and a bunch of kids. But all the wives went on vacation to California without him because they just wanted like a girls' weekend. And they're like, we're going to put all the dinners in the freezer so you don't have to think too hard about anything. And we'll even put alarms on your phone so you don't mess it up. So this dude's got like 30 kids and he's like,
damn, he's pussy. I think if I was Warren Jeffs and I got to choose the dress code for everybody in the cult, mm-hmm. I would say all the women have to wear a bikini and all the men other than me have to wear a gimp suit.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to dress as Batman. I get to wear a Batman suit. And I also get the car.
Everybody would have to wear a basketball jersey and shiny basketball shorts.
A basketball jersey with my name on it. It says Jeff's.
Mm-hmm. If I was the cult mm-hmm. leader, all the women would have to wear one of my hoodies. Be my girlfriend.
Oh, nice. And then, everyone would have to suck on their hoodie strings.
Yeah, I would make all the guys wear scene kid clothes. So you have to wear really tight girl pants. None of them could chase me very fast.
You know what would be awesome? Killing everyone in the cult by soaking everyone's hoodie strings in poison Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And then they have to suck on it. It's like the Hubba Bubba cult.
Yeah. Walk in the back of the mile at the presidential fitness test cult.
Yeah. Like people who just, why don't we just buy an island somewhere and we can just watch Invader Zim? And we can listen to the red jumpsuit apparatus and Cobra Starship.
Getting money for field trip lunch, but buying three lighters instead. You're all hungry all day. Just flicking your lighter in the back of the bus.
You don't even have anything to light. Yeah. Trying to light the back of the bus seat on fire.
God, those kids were so. I was definitely friends with so many of those kids.
I don't smoke. I got this so I can light my homework on fire.
I hate homework.
I hate homework.
It's to scare my dog if he's tried to eat my homework again. Flicking your lighter at your dog.
And worse news though today, we lost a legend.
Oh yeah, Shifty.
Shifty Shellshock. He died. He passed away.
Yep.
R.I.P.
Who was that?
He looked so good in that from video Crazy in the Town. Music store.
Did the butterfly song.
Yeah, you got me sprung with your tongue ring.
I watched that this morning. I was like, man, he was really not, with his no teeth. And he's like, nin. And I remember the comment I made when that came out a year ago. And it was, if I worked in the psych hospital and this guy, that guy came up to me in that form and was like, hey, I'm Shifty Shellshock from Crazy Town. I'd be like, yeah, man, all right. Because he's sitting there like, come lady, come lady, with his no teeth. I'm like, yeah, cool, man. Sounds just like him.
It's so brutal. It's like Bam Margera, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like how he was really cool in 1999 for acting like a dumbass and just getting drunk and being rude. And then he never stopped acting like that, even as everyone else grew up. And he's just still the same guy at like age 50.
I do think about some of my friends who like idolize BAM.
Yeah.
At that age, and then like where they are now, and it's not good.
It happens to people. It's really this perverse bad. Incentive where people. It happens with like pop punk bands too, where like people get famous for writing a really whiny song about wanting to kill yourself if a girl doesn't come back, and then you just have to sing it forever because it's your one hit.
Yeah.
And
Weezer did that, but they made it happier.
You can't just not go on tour because like that's your best shot at getting money. So you're just stuck as a teenager forever, kind of.
Actually, no, Weezer did the opposite of being an incel. They made a song called Tired of Sex.
Yeah. He got so much pussy.
I'm so sick of it.
I'm so sleepy.
In the garage, I'm tired of sex. Love that song.
Yeah, I kind of wish Pinkerton was hornier, less pathetic, and more just directly horny. Like, it was just about, like expanding on the first track. And just describing what it was like to fuck each of those girls.
I prefer Bluington myself. Bluerton.
I would like to know about positions. I would like to know if he did doggy style or missionary, or if he got maybe he got his knob slobbed off, or was he eating pussy? Did he eat pussy during the course of that time in his life?
I don't think so.
About Rivers Cuomo's River Cuomo's diary from the 90s, and the original song was called Tired of Anal Sex.
Oh, cool. The label made him change it.
Yeah.
No, actually, that doesn't make sense because it's David Geffen. David Geffen, they would, yeah, he would make them change it to that.
Oh, Tipper Gore actually made them change it.
Or no, he would have them take it out because you're tired of anal sex. And he would say, how could you be tired of anal sex? That's what he would say.
True.
It doesn't make sense to be tired of that.
It's not like you can run out of boys. That's what he would say.
Hey, who are we quoting here? Dr. Disrespect or...
He put out a lot of good David records.
Dr. Disrespect? Yeah, he did all that synthwave shit.
Yeah, it's true. Man, that shit pops up on my like Spotify every once in a while. I get so mad. I keep trying to hide it and like block it.
He made music?
No, like other people made music like for him, and they released songs like with him where he like sort of sings on it.
It was mostly just edits of things he would say on stream.
Yeah,
and then exactly. He would approve it, and they would credit him, so he'd get a bunch of plays under his name with them.
And it's synthwave?
Yeah.
Very
yeah,
easy synthwave. Type of music to make.
One of them was a song for Gillette.
Something that could very easily be automated.
Mm-hmm. God, he fumbled that so bad.
Yeah, the easiest
he fumbled
bit.
Everything.
He had the easiest bit, being just a hyper like masculine, arrogant guy, that's like the easiest bit to do. And he fucked it up by being a fucking pervert.
He was just being himself, but with a wig and sunglasses on.
Yeah, it's very funny. It is really fun. It's the second time we've seen him realize live on stream that he was fucked, though.
Yeah, there was the first time when he got banned from Twitch, and he was like, oh, well, I guess I gotta end stream. And then the exact same thing happened when he got dropped from his game developing company.
Mm-hmm. He was doing my favorite thing that adult men do when they're trying not to cry, when he kept wiggling his nose and sniffing. He's doing cry control.
I was laughing at all the like blue check guys in like the replies to his game company be like, so where's all the evidence? We demand to see the evidence now. It's like, you want to see him sexting with like an underage kid? What the fuck?
They
is
wouldn't
wrong
believe it anyway. Yeah. They would just say it's Photoshop.
Yeah, I know.
The best motivation to not
that's not even sexy. I'm not even hard.
Yeah, the best motivation to not be a creepy. Creepy slash and racist homophobic sex pest is I don't want blue check guys to like me and agree with me. Be like, yeah, I would die for you still. Thanks you for all the user memories. Alex explained the Dr. Disrespect fan so well this week. He said something along the lines of guy that's watching the stream on his phone and donating on his phone and like saying like, oh, thank you so much for all the years of entertainment. Meanwhile, he's blocking a forklift at work, and he was born in 1977. Fucking dying.
Yeah.
I saw one guy, he was like,
you're
he was
the
like,
best.
I can't believe this. Dr. Disrespect's streams helped me from not killing myself. It's like, Jesus, what? Dr. Disrespect is the reason? Like,
that's the second worst thing he's done. I don't think people like that should get entertainment. I don't think they deserve it. I think they should straight up stare at the wall. Ideally, I think they would be in solitary. That would be their entertainment. They would just be in solitary.
It's just annoying because none of those people can even be fucking. None of those people could be real for a second. If there was somebody that everyone, it's easy to dunk on one. Dr. Disrespect's made himself a really easy person to hate over the past few years between cheating on his wife and doing a weird right wing pivot to hating gays and all that shit.
Yeah, it turns out being the heel doesn't make people super generous towards you.
Yeah, so when something bad happens, you're going to cheer it on. The same way those blue check marks that are like, I need more proof. If there was somebody they didn't like even a little bit, and it was the same sort of thing, they'd be doing the same shit.
Yeah, no one's consistent about anything. If there was a librarian that had a book about Arthur's teacher getting gay married, they're like, that's a rapist. That is a child molester. Right. Someone needs to go to the library and murder this woman. But when there's a guy, when there's like 20 people saying, yep, I've seen the text between him and an underage girl, and we can confirm it's true. It's like, well, I don't think that's enough evidence. I want to see a crime.
Everyone actually had a fucking, like the big, like the Nick Merckx and Tim the Fat Man and shit. They all had to respond today because Bloomberg finally reported on it. So I was like, all right, well, it's definitely been vetted now.
It's also funny that they assume this is like his first time, the only time he's ever done it.
Right.
As if this guy who isn't like just so fucking full of himself and thinks he's such a pimp.
He admitted he did it today and leaned toward inappropriate. And there's all these guys that are like, that could mean anything. Okay.
Well, a lot of them just think it's okay. Like, you will see
that. I've been very inappropriate with my cousin's daughters before. And
they say it's not true. And then as soon as they find out it is true, they say, well, a 17-year-old is fully developed.
Exactly.
And, yeah. You know, yeah. How was anybody supposed to know? Like, how could you even tell?
I wish someone was hitting on me when I was 17.
Like, why would you ask a woman what her age is? Like, why would you, you know, this could happen to anyone. And, you know, like, they just go straight into that because they ultimately don't care. It's just a cudgel to use against gay people.
Because that they would exactly do the same thing. Like, I mean, most of those guys are all pedophiles as well.
Yeah, because they're stupid and they want control, and they realize that any woman who has normal intelligence or has a fully developed brain would be like, oh, you shit your pants and you wear dirty clothes and you only talk about Banjo-Kazooie.
Hey, leave him alone.
But a 14-year-old, she might not realize how weird you are because she doesn't have anything to compare you to.
I saw this pointed out on Twitter, but I loved how his defense was the same one as the To Catch a Predator, the Catch a Pedophile, the spinoff. It's what they say every single time when they walk in with like their fucking Bud Lights and what condoms. I was just here to use the pool. Like, he was like, well, I knew they were underage, but I wasn't going to do anything about
nothing
it.
Nothing happened. Like, that's it's so crazy to me to say that.
It's just, like, I just wanted to know if I could, if they would
I'm
let
just
me.
Shooting the shit with my 12-year-old friend.
Oh, is it illegal to have light sexting now?
So many of them say that type of shit.
Go ahead and lock me up.
I wish there were guys like me around when I was a kid.
whoever the host is or the catcher is, when they're like, you got a lot of 12-year-old friends, and they're just like, yeah, that's like, it's not cool.
Like, oh, whoa, well, sure.
I wanted to warn them how dangerous it is to meet guys like me. I wasn't going to do anything.
The beers are for me, and the condoms are also for me. I'm thirsty and hungry.
Yeah. First of all, the condoms were a joke.
The condoms were for me to eat.
Second of all, this kid's an alcoholic. He's got bigger problems than me, a pedophile, showing up.
Yeah, you should arrest him for underage drinking. An imaginary kid who's not there. Where is he? Come out.
Oh, I work for DoorDash. This kid ordered beer and condoms. Arrest him. I gotta go.
It'd be funny to be one of those guys and just not even understand what's going on. But where's the fucking kid? Can you guys can you leave me alone? Where is the kid? Like, is he upstairs? Where's the, can you just show me where he is?
That'd be outlaw, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my pick God. Rob trying to meet up with
so
a kid.
So where is he?
All right. Yeah, so you got some more trolls. You haters could just leave me alone and tell me where the
outlaw
kid is.
Would be... He would never get caught because he would never drive to the kid's house. He would just be like, can you come here?
Yeah.
Can you just come here? Or do you want to meet on Skype? I'm in my little closet. You want to come on my podcast?
You want to meet at McDonald's?
So the cops get like a video of Outlaw talking to a kid, and they're like, we can't identify where he's sitting. We're not sure he's even in America.
The video with him interviewing Scott Burns, the original voice of Bowser, where he's sitting in the same exact room that Bin Laden was killed in, is so brutal.
Yeah, I just edited it into a YouTube video. It went up the day we're recording this. Yeah, I love his horrible little room that's just covered in foam that was falling off during the interview, and he had to put it back on the wall.
He keeps pointing at it, but you can't see it fall off in the interview. It's like the ones that aren't on camera, yeah. And then he like pulls it in front of the camera and goes, if anybody asks, it's fell off, interrupting Scott Burns talking, like telling a story about something random. Yeah. And just taking like, oh, okay.
He thinks the more foam you get, the more professional you are.
But then it's so hot in there because one, he's wearing like his nicest dress shirt and it looks like a just like a tarp draped over his body, and he's got the door shut and it's so hot because it's summer and he has to put a fan on.
A fan in, which defeats the purpose.
And then he's got this ice cold bottle and like it's a Cheetos water bottle and he starts drinking it and then starts putting it up to his like face and his mouth. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's just so stupid.
Do you remember being a kid and making like a blanket for it and hanging out in there? Then eventually you gotta be like, all right, I need some fucking fresh air. It smells like farts in here. We have a TV in here and it's warming everything up even more.
Yeah. And everything he records in there has a ton of background noise because he's got the fan going and he doesn't know how to just do basic noise reduction on anything. And it doesn't matter anyway. Like, everything I record is just in the room. I don't have a booth.
The foam's for safety.
The typical outlaw interview fashion where he just asks the dumbest questions and then, like, doesn't pay attention. He stares off, like, looks, like, just dead-eyed while this guy's talking for an hour and a half. But my favorite part, my favorite interaction is where this guy, Scott Burns, he voiced Bowser in, Mario Sunshine. And like he technically working with like Nintendo, like they don't work with unions. So he was part of SAG and they were like, you cannot work with Nintendo anymore or we'll blackball you from like voice acting industry. And he's like, well, I wanted to like work in LA. So I was like, I got to stop being the voice of Bowser. And Nintendo, of course, just like edits his voice into the grunts. And then they got like somebody new that doesn't give a shit about that. So it's like, oh, I guess SAG was kind of right. Then Nintendo's a piece of shit company. And so but he's like, you know, I had this big regret where I had to stop being Bowser. It's so upsetting. Like, oh, it's, you know, it's so frustrating. And then immediately after that story, Outlaw's next question is, do you think you'll ever voice Bowser again?
Oh. Yeah, it's just such a shithead because that's the only thing he cares about.
Just completely not listening to this whole story about like how this guy like got this gig and then lost it and like how like upset he was over it.
How the actual business works. Because he doesn't want to learn about that. What he wants that guy to say to him is, I'm going to call Seth MacFarlane on the phone right now, and you're going to be the new voice of Stewie.
Mm-hmm. I love when he introduced Scott Burns and was like, and he's my mentor. And Scott Burns said, and I'm mental. And I'll go, didn't get the joke and goes, my mentor.
Yeah, no, my mentor.
Like he thought he didn't hear
my
him.
Mentor.
My mentor. That was like 10 seconds into the video. Yeah. It's so frustrating.
It's brutal.
You just know exactly how the vibe
is. Yeah, the guy just realizes immediately that I'm going to have to just tell my old stories, just go on autopilot and just pull out some crap because all of his questions are like, so what was your favorite thing to voice when you did a character when you were in the booth and stuff? And he's like, well, so I've been in the business about 50 years now, and some of the things I've learned are that, you know, well, I started out in FM radio, actually. He just goes into a whole thing.
Fuck. Yeah, the guy talked for like 90% of the time, and then Outlaw just asked these questions that the guy didn't really. One of his questions was something like, so what other good voices are with you?
The guy doesn't understand the question, and he's paying that guy to interview him.
His very first question was like, which are the games that you voice Bowser in are your favorite?
He doesn't play the games. Like, he's 66.
Clearly never played the games.
The only ones
like, he doesn't care.
He voiced Bowser in Super Mario Sunshine and then like Mario Party.
Well, yeah, they reused like his grunts because like Bowser, like his big thing was like Bowser doesn't speak anymore. So it's just like grunts and growls and shit. And so they reused it in like some GameCube games and then even maybe some Wii ones. I don't know exactly when the new guy took over. And like, but that's Outlaw's first question. What's your favorite game of these?
Like, it's been like 12 years since he worked for Nintendo. Maybe longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably a lot longer.
It's also funny that Outlaw's like, his big thing this whole time is, you know, I'll be a famous voice actor by then. Like, that's his dream. He thinks he's going to be like Elvis as a voice actor. And the thing Scott Burns said like 6 times total in the video is, just don't be doing it for the money. Do it for the love of it. He's like, do not do this for the money. He's like, have something else. And Outlaw's like,
there's no money.
And Outlaw's sitting there like dying inside going, yes, yes, yes.
The fact that this guy has to do these interviews, that proves that you can't make money in voice acting. This guy has to give classes to guys like Outlaw and talk to him all day. And
35 minutes long or whatever.
Yeah, that was brutal.
It's so, I can't imagine what you go through mentally. Like he said, he's mental. Maybe he is mental because he has to deal with this in his head of exploiting this guy who you know is not going to be a voice actor. He knows very well Outlaw is not going to be a voice actor.
Oh, yeah.
He just keeps coming back over and over again. And Outlaw's also a piece of shit, and he's wasting this guy's time. And it's like, I don't know how he juggles it in his head that it's okay to do it. It's okay to take $300 from this guy. I don't know.
I mean, I think that would be fine for a lot of people. You'll talk to somebody for $300 for an hour and a half, and you just would be like, yeah, sure, dude, you're going to be great. Like, here's some of the things you can work on. Because apparently Scott Burns was like the first voice coach that Outlaw ever hired in like 2010, 2011. And then he talks about bouncing around to different voice coaches who probably just end up getting sick of his shit or like Outlaw runs out of money to like spend on this stuff.
Yeah, they feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah, well, they're just like, okay, well, like, you know, we're going to work on these things. And he shows no improvement, actually seems to get worse and worse and worse. And then is also just lazy. Like, they probably give him homework. Like, okay, like, do these voices, do this, like, you know, practice. And then he comes and, like, completely forgets whatever they asked him to do.
Yeah.
And they're just like, all right, we're kind of like, your money's not worth dealing with you for, like, an hour.
Every time he shows up and he's like, Stewie Griffin. And he doesn't remember anything he learned in the last class. Stewie from Family Guy.
Scott is milking him too, because one of the sweet details of the thing was how Outlaw's like, or you get someone help to do a professional demo reel. And he's like, yep, when they're ready, like we talked about, when you're ready.
Yeah.
He's like, you can't just hop in. That's something you really gotta, like, I mean, he's right. Outlaw doesn't need an actual demo reel.
No, he tried to make one, and it's so full of mistakes. Like, he can't find a minute of material where he isn't fucking up every third word.
Is it confirmed he got paid for the interview, or is that just, like, conjecture? Because you'd have to get paid to do that with Outlaw.
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know. He probably
Outlaw's probably given him, like, $8,000.
Yeah, it might just be that.
Of his lifetime, and he also... He wants him to continue paying for lessons. So it might be that he did it.
Yeah, part of me thinking that's just, like, outreach, you know? Like...
Keeping his whale.
Yeah, he's doing it to, I think it's a mix of him wanting to Outlaw to continue to pay for lessons, which now he's locked in for a good 10 years. And I bet he's been putting off doing this interview for like 18 months.
Oh, for sure. Like Outlaw's like, can I interview on my podcast? Well, it's probably not even Scott. Scott probably had to remind Outlaw like that he has a podcast and he asked him to interview.
But he doesn't have a podcast. Like, just fucking didn't
I know he doesn't have a podcast. I know he doesn't, but like that's what, like, Scott, in the beginning is, like, one of the Outlaw's questions is, like, oh, are you going to ever have a podcast? And Scott, like, is this old man, he's like, oh, I don't even know how to upload it. Well, you know what? I want this podcast. And Outlaw just goes, one of the few times he reacts. Like, the first hour of the video, or, like, half hour of the video, Scott is, like, trying to be, like, affable with him and, like, tell jokes and do things. And Outlaw just sits there, stone-faced. And then, like, there's a cut that happens. It seems like someone, like, yells at him to, like, hey, man, like, pretend to be, like, I don't know, like, like, affable.
Yeah, give me
pretend
more.
To be something. Like, if this guy is, like, talking to you, like, laugh. Because then, at other times, Scott will say a joke that completely goes over Outlaw's head. And he'll just go,
He does
it's so weird. It's eerie.
In fairness to Outlaw, though, he's got a mine in RuneScape, so.
Yeah, what? True.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know that.
Huh? First time I'm hearing of that.
But it's just, it's an hour and a half of just nothing. Like, Outlaw just sitting there, and then Brian edits it, and there's, like, cuts, and there's so many, there's weird cuts where they cut out questions that Outlaw asks, where it's just, like, they have the question, like, in text above Outlaw, and, like, and Scott is speaking about something, and then, like, Outlaw, again, just sits there stone-faced, not doing anything. Then there's an edit, and then clearly, like, Scott was like, hey, ask about like the conventions I'm doing and stuff, like, you know, like here's some of the stuff, like, this is what you would ask someone during an interview who's like a voice actor. And so, immediately Outlaw, like, it cuts, and Outlaw goes, oh, well, why don't you tell me about you're going to Samuracon? And then, like, Scott's, like, starts talking about it, and he goes on this whole thing, and then Outlaw goes, well, is there anything you want to promote? Like, immediately after that. And you can tell Scott's a little like, huh? Like, what? And then he's like, well, like, new games or... voices you're doing.
Like, new voices.
It's just so weird.
Do you want to leak anything that you're locked down on?
Like, he's not giving these people exposure. He's acting like he's doing them a favor by interviewing them. Like, this guy doesn't already have a bigger platform than him. And his job is giving this talk, basically. That's why he can just give it off the cuff, because he's probably given it 100 times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He goes to these conventions and, like, you buy a ticket or, like, even just go see him and, like, these are his, like, responses to everything. How'd you get started in radio? Well, I did this. Like, how'd you get started in voice acting? What would your advice for an aspiring voice actor be? You know, the standard boring shit.
Is 46 too old?
Yeah, it's like a set that he performs.
What if there's a decade younger man who keeps bullying me on the internet? What would you do about
it? What would you do if Tom and his friend straight up ask him no context?
Starts talking about the one chip challenge and whether a fan's cheating.
Did the
putt series that Scott Davis voiced come up at all? Or did Outlaw not do that much research?
No, he talked about how they did the, like, Pajama Sam and the putt. And Outlaw just stared stone face. And, like, Scott was like, are you familiar with that? And Outlaw was like,
yeah, you would think there's a third person.
And he just, like, open mouth stares. He just stares. And then Scott just continues on. Like, no, of course he didn't do any research.
Yeah. The little bit of research that he did do.
He was trying to read the radio stations. And, like, was clearly reading off of, like, Google. And he's like, you were on. And he like, leans in and goes, K-R-E-M and Bob, and you were a radio host.
Yeah, fucking finger on the page ass reader.
And he got one of the radio stations wrong.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't think I was on that one.
He's like, I don't remember that one, but I was on this one.
Oh, dang it. So awesome.
What a pimp.
It's just so frustrating to watch, like, this grown man do this over and so many. He's subjecting all of these people.
He goes so far out of his way to set these up. No one has ever asked him to do this a single time in his life.
Of course not.
He is emailing. He probably emailed this guy 100 different times asking to do this. And then when he shows up, he just immediately shuts down. Doesn't respond to anything he says.
You talk. I thought it would be the funniest thing to do, like, on our podcast, is to have someone on and just sit, ask him, like, one question, and just sit stone-faced.
Noam Chomsky's still alive.
Okay, let's do it. Let's get him on.
We could do one last interview with him. Just, hey, Noam, what was your favorite... So you're into linguistics, so what's your favorite word to see?
Do you like link?
What are some of the languages that you think about?
Hey, Noam, how many times did you see Morbius? It's Morbin time.
Fuck.
Do you know about Gritty?
Fuck you. Hey, do you check your email?
Do you know about Dudes Rock?
What annoyed me about Scott is that, like, he has experience with Outlaw and, like, probably knew this was coming. And I feel like, so I don't feel as bad for him, because, like, you know, it was his own decision to do, like, an hour and a half podcast or whatever.
Yeah.
But then with, like, the people at the conventions, when they see him, like, stumbling up and, like, you know, he's doing his weird waddle where, like, his body doesn't make sense and it looks like he's about to fall over. Yeah. Where he's, like, about to just, like, tumble over and, like, people are, like, oh, trying to, like, catch him, break his fall. And there's, like, this weird man jacking off holding a phone and just telling him to eat food.
He was playing with his keys. He was nervous.
No, I'm talking about Brian. So, but then he comes up to you and then asks you, like, so what was your favorite scene? What do you like the anime you voiced in?
Yeah.
Do you know the creator? Like, and then he asks you about, like, the manga creator, and they're like, I don't know, man.
You're just
like, okay, well, this guy's just, you know, like, okay, he's special. I'll be as nice as possible to him. But Scott knows him. Scott's been dealing with him for fucking 13, 14 years.
Yeah. It is kind of an evil thing. to be one of those guys and give these classes to people and say, you're going to be a voice actor. Things like that, that you kind of know right away if someone's going to be a voice actor or not. Like, they have a distinctive voice. They're good at reading. They're funny. Mm-hmm. They're interesting. They can say stuff off the cuff. Like, everybody knows that a guy who's 44 and can't read a sentence isn't going to be a professional voice actor. And he's lying to people and just taking their money over and over again and saying, well, you're going to be in the business. You're going to be famous someday.
I see it as like continuing education for a lot of these guys. They wanted to be back in school their whole life anyway.
Yeah.
I think I lean more towards they deserve to get scammed.
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if you're for a 44-year-old who just, because the reason he's so susceptible to these scams isn't because he's a nice guy.
Hey, guess what?
They're not like taking advantage of his sense of charity.
Yeah.
They're just saying, oh, do you want to be rich and famous and prove everybody wrong and you get to be better than them? Is that what you want? Yeah.
It's basically Vince's college, though, but cheaper. It's false hope, and you're not going to get a job after it, but it's still cheaper.
It's just, yeah. I mean, it's like, it's their version of a hobby. So that's why I don't feel bad about these guys being like, I can coach you.
But that's where Outlaw fucks up, because he wants to be famous and have it be his, like, breadwinning career.
He thinks, well, I've talked about it hundreds of times where he thinks he's about to be rich and famous from being a voice actor. And you like look at those guys who are like are on the most famous shows on Crunchyroll and they make like $100 a season. Like, there's no money in it.
Yeah,
you gotta voice a million different characters and all your money comes from the cons where you have to answer questions from you.
He is more likely to become a day trader. A successful day trader.
Yeah.
It's like getting into painting for the money.
Oh, dude, Andrew did that. It's so annoying.
I'm going to be like Picasso.
That's so cringe. He's drawing his Dark Souls.
Everyone's going to come crawling back to me asking for my autograph saying, I was wrong. You were right. You are famous. You have the most famous painting in the world, and it's in the Louvre.
That's kind of what Tony Posnansky did, though, getting into drawing for the money. Check it out, guys. I drew Hillary. No but tits,
I'm,
by
I'm
the way.
I'm donating all of it.
I put stickers on it, too. And if you buy it on eBay, donate it. Tony's just trying to stay young with his baseball cards. Leave him alone.
Outlaw tried that too.
Yep.
Didn't work. But then we had to see his thumbs, his thumbnails, and it's really gross.
Go to Outlaw's page right now, by the way, and go to his shorts tab and look at the shape of him in both those t-shirts. No, dude. It was crazy.
It's fucked. The one, okay.
He looks like Siamese twins and potato sack race.
The shirts he's getting are just not great, man.
It's so fucked up. Like, he should just get a Hanes XXL shirt six pack.
The Nothing Bundt Cakes key lime pie is, it looks like his wife like threw a trash bag over his head and then just pushed him out the door. Like,
yeah,
it's the weirdest shirt.
We thought maybe he was covering up a work shirt by putting another one on. He just didn't put it on all the way because he just did it while he was sitting, and so it's all bunched up.
Oh, and then the Vegeta, I talked about this yesterday when I was watching the video. The Vegeta tank top that says, like, puking okay. Like, or no, puking acceptable, sweating acceptable, being tired acceptable. And it's all bunched up in the top of him and, like, cut down, and it looks like he's wearing an apron. And then the middle of the short, he grabs like his fingers and starts covering his collarbones because they're showing. And like, he brings up his shirt to like the middle of his neck and it's like all stretched out. Like, it's the weird. Why is he covering up his collarbones? Like,
God forbid you buy a new shirt.
Again, this is a
buy
man.
Buy a t-shirt.
This is a man who pretended to be drunk on so many live streams and then just took off his clothes and shook his little pecker around in a Speedo, showed off his ass and like his naked body. But all of a sudden, like, now he's like Mr. Prude and I can't even show you my collarbone.
You know what pisses me off? He's got like four shirts that he has in his rotation at any one time, but he keeps buying these fucking $30 pies. Stop it.
Yeah, he has four shirts that are all stretched out and they all have anime girls on them.
Or wrestling stuff.
The only pair of pants he owns that still fits is his Super Mario pajama pants.
They've got to build like
he'll spend like $200 a day on drive-thru food and crumble cookies.
I'm in my city simulator. I've got to build a different road around the forest to the shirt store, because this one goes right past the pie vendor and a lot of the residents can't resist and they go broke before they get to the shirt store. My peasants.
Crumble might have merch. Oh my God. They should sell shirts and hats.
Oh my God.
He should have a jersey from them, honestly, the way he's eating.
They honestly should. Fucking, he keeps that place.
They should put his picture on the wall.
Crumble should have like bowling jerseys, bowling shirts.
Yeah, this man ate a 300.
Those cookies are just. Those cookies are like 700, 800 calories for one cookie.
Crumble should give them a big, gaudy, like Elton John pink jacket that they wear. His would be like 6XL. And it's when they hit a full year of not missing a single flavor. A little punch card.
Oh, God damn it, man.
Yeah, I spent 11 grand this Crumble. Year, bitch. I had perfect attendance at Crumble.
You mentioned it, but like the video that Zeke made of all of his Rizzles, someone calculated it, and he ate like 24,000 calories just from Crumble alone.
I was adding it up during our last watch on the Patreon video because it was my second time seeing it, so I wanted to add it up that time. It's insane. That's just his Crumble intake.
Only 24,000?
That was the Crumble. But, that was just the shorts he had uploaded since the end of February till like the end of May.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a very Crumble. Short time.
I was going to say, I would expect like 240.
Oh, just Crumble alone. Like those. That's not including him going to Jack in the Box twice or any of
that. Yeah, exactly. That's just the Crumble cookies.
Doing two Jack in the Box cookies. Reviews within like 3 hours is so crazy. Oh, God. That's some noxious gas right there.
Is that like a back for more Jack in the Box scenario? Like the two Jack in the Box reviews?
He did two. It could have been back to back. Like he didn't even leave, but he did. He reviewed two of the boxes.
Oh shit!
Mm-hmm. He did. That was this week. He did the Cubes Munchie Meal, the Jack in the Box Parmesan Wings. It's insane.
Well, the wings are like an appy for your box. So
that's true. He treats everything.
The boxes are meant for a family.
Okay. The time of day is definitely the same time.
It's not meant for one guy.
He just made. I don't even know why he split it up. He made it 2 5-minute videos instead of a 10-minute. It looks like.
Okay, what do you got in the box? He's thumbing through like a breakfast sandwich, and there's some like curly fries and a pie and a taco or something. Oh, there's some churros on there.
Oh, that reminds me of something I was thinking about yesterday. Imagine a pregnant woman whose diet is so bad that her unborn child can't even make meconium. He can't even get the cork out. He's just having diarrhea straight up into the womb. Oh. Like a woman who goes to Jack in the Box twice in a day.
Do you know that?
And the baby's just, and it's, you know, it's coming out of her.
You know, some babies are born with green hair because it's stained from their poop that got into the womb with them, meconium.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were just woke.
A lot of, God damn it.
I had a couple of babies I dashed against the rocks like a Spartan because I assumed they were woke.
Any babies? God damn it. Fucking.
Well, sorry for being a chud, I guess.
Yeah. I hate you, chud.
Sorry I went chud mode on my unborn child.
I don't even know what I was talking about. Fucking Allah. He also ate a Shake Shack Carolina barbecue burger with fried pickles and got the cheese fries. And it totaled out to be like just those two things were like 2,500 calories.
Yeah, he's doing intermittent fasting.
And it's work. Yeah, that's right. That's what I said. Is hey, if he's doing OMAD at noon, then sure, go for it.
But well, it's worth it for 132 views.
But he's also doing it like the craziest thing to me. All that stuff, right? Whatever. You want to eat your fucking 3,000 calorie meal? Go for it. But he's doing it in his work truck on lunch. Like he has to still work half of the day. He still has to go.
He
do
eats a
stuff.
Cake for lunch.
The baby thing is called meconium staining. And they're born with like green, green tinted hair and like green nails like Gollum. It's so creepy.
Yeah, I feel like I kind of missed out.
Yeah.
I wish I had meconium aspiration syndrome.
I was born stinky.
Like it sucks having to put it on a dab nail and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or having to make a tincture of meconium.
It'd be a great way to stop chewing your nails. They're full of meconium. It'd be a great way to,
I mean, I wish I could just dye my hair green like that with just a bunch of meconium.
That'd
be so nice.
Well, it's too late.
Yeah.
You got a baby.
I know.
Well, you have to do a regular
baby poop. Meconium's gone, dude.
Yeah, I hope she's not making it still.
Regular baby poop is virtually useless as dye.
Fuck.
I'm trying to make adult meconium.
I'm trying to.
You gotta drink breast milk.
Do you think that would be possible? Would
Here's the thing. Meconium is also great.
Definitely made meconium that drink all the breast milk from Craigslist.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, no, because he went right to the bathroom. Meconium is hard.
It's not like, hard. No, it's Atari.
It's like tar. Yeah, it's not diarrhea. It's diarrhea.
No, it's Atari. It's very cool.
Yeah, you can. It's great as a glue, so you can glue things together. So it's very useful. a three-day-old baby is very surprisingly
for
useful.
For roofing?
Meconium is actually it's a stone. It's a gem.
it's
called that. We actually,
it's a hard
we actually call it meconium here, but in the UK they call it meconium.
I repaved my driveway with meconium.
Oh, that's the Sherlock's fucking deluxe right there.
Except that wouldn't wash off.
All right, enough baby shit talk.
There's poop. There's got to be poop
somewhere.
Yeah,
let's talk about adult shit.
Yeah, let's get back to
that. I hate it. Stinks.
Let's get back to something a little more matured.
Hey, pretty good.
There we go. Love it. Matured.
Did you guys see the South Park of X?
Oh, dude, I did watch that.
So dog shit.
This badass cartoon.
The new norm.
The new norm.
It's AI.
Because I was watching some of the Mr. Bertram stuff when I was gaming with Felix, and he was talking about having to watch it.
Yeah, if you guys need a link to HD Mr. Bertram, just let me know.
Yeah, and I was watching a little bit, and I was like, all right, this just, like, it's just boring and dumb and bad. Like, it's just Adam Carolla doing his Adam Carolla thing in a stupid cartoon show, but... Yeah, I mean, hey, check it out. Ask Michael.
There's some level of professionalism.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a little bit of a sheen.
Yeah, use my Daily Wire reference code when you sign up.
They use, like, the same, like, animation company that, like, all these people do now, so it all looks the same. But the new norm is, that's next level.
Yeah, it's a little wild.
It was made by the Bored Ape cartoon people.
Was it? Wow.
Probably. It was made by the guy who did Badger, Badger, Badger.
I wish.
it's like Xavier Renegade Angel for really dumb racist Bitcoin guys that like keep getting hacked. Love it.
It's great. It looks beautiful. It's but even like it's so funny because you also have like your annoying blue check like guys who are just like Reddit lies or. Research and alignment saying this looks so shitty. Like this
it's
looks
funny
so
to
bad.
See them embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
These right wing guys who agree with all of their opinions. Mm-hmm. They're just like, can you be a little less cringe about it? Like I do agree with these 75-year-old men about everything. I do fall for all the same scams as they do, and I want the world to go back to before I was even born, based on their nostalgia. But can we make it a little more edgy?
I wish we can go back to the time when it was.
Back to the good stuff.
I miss it. I miss all the old stuff.
Yeah, as a guy who's on the computer all day, I think I would have done way better if I was around in a time before computers.
Mm-hmm.
What are some jokes from that show? Like, I haven't watched it yet. I saw, like, the clip on my timeline, but...
He's got an ankle monitor on him because he, like, won't be gay. And so they arrested him. And then the ankle monitor has like this like computer system sort of like Hal, and it like warns him. And then he says something offensive. And then it's like, warning, you said something offensive. And then there's a lady that walks in. And then he's like, who's this freak? And then the system's like, that's offensive. And then the person's like, actually, that's one of my pronouns along with. It's so weird.
They stole that ankle monitor idea from me. That's what I do to guys in the glory hole when they won't participate. I go down there and I just grab onto their ankle and won't let go until they acquiesce.
One of the characters turns to the blue hair freak kid and goes, hey, pronoun. Hey, pronoun, how about a drink?
This is real. You're not riffing.
Not really.
No,
holy shit.
What I just told you is actually real.
My wording was not exact, but it was basically the setup of the scene.
That's wild.
Yeah, they're that dumb. Why not?
And it's just interesting that everybody hates it. I would have thought they would have loved it. But I guess even this is too much shit. It's too shit for the most dog brain fucking morons.
I mean, it's the everything app, so hopefully X will have another show that we can watch that's not so
that's true. Soon. X will eventually have all the shows I need. I won't have to go
anywhere.
Maybe
there can be a leftist version.
Guys, can we talk about the meme of the week, Hawk Tua?
Let's do that.
They had a
Hawk Tua Trudeau.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, when they're doing the national anthems, there's like a bunch of people that hold up Hawk Tua Trudeau signs.
Now, Alex, do you know what Hawk Tua even is?
I've seen it referenced. earlier today, but I already forgot what it was.
I was explaining this on my stream this morning that, and I hate to say the word normie, but it's one of those situations where it calls for it because there's no other way to really explain it. I guess you could go the route where people say like, oh, this is coworker music, which just means
oh, this is the new Bing Bong.
Yes.
You know how you know it's normie is I've heard people talking about it at work and referencing it, how funny it is. And then like Alex hasn't heard about it yet.
Exactly. I was going to say, that's what I was talking about this morning is there's a certain type of meme that is just so ready for the normies that it passes everyone that's actually online and looking at it by. Because only like the normie like outlets that people follow pick it up and like post it and blow it up right away. And it's very strange. And a lot of people like they're like, I've literally never heard of this meme because I was making fun of like how annoying it got right away. Like, it's one of those things where it's been a while since something got killed to death so fucking hard so fast. In that sphere, the normie meme sphere, the dank meme lords, if you will.
Because it was on like it was on their radar already because it's in one of those like Instagram videos where it's just like a guy interviewing chicks.
Man on the street shit.
And then, and they're just like, damn, this hot, those chicks are hot. And like, they're not even paying attention. And then, like, comes from that. So they saw it, and then they see all the memes, and they go, I remember that. And
so this serves perfectly.
Someone was funny on the news.
Being an 8-character-long meme that's a, like about something naughty, it's like a if you know, wink type joke. It's perfect for every dumb guy you know to like make it his name on PS5. Like, you're going to see Hawk Tua as usernames everywhere, and it's going to be the biggest dipshit behind the screen. Like, it's perfect. It's the perfect fucking dipshit meme. It's the perfect coworker meme.
Yeah, I'm changing my name on Siege to that. There was the post that Ben screenshotted and posted from Dr. Richard Harambe. And it was I'm putting together a team, and it was the Oilers girl who like was flashing people. The Hawk Tua lady, that lady who said that person's not real on the plane.
I was just about to say.
And then the last one is that like white
cop who was that being JSON posted.
Yeah, the JSON posts all the time that was like being like sexually abused.
All four of those things are perfect. Like this coworker memes.
That's someone who needs to be in solitary confinement because they don't have the moral right to entertainment. I don't think they deserve it.
The Oilers girl who like flashed her tits at an Oilers game and. Turns out she like works on the rigs or something and her tits are fake. But then she was like featured on Barstool and spitting chiclets and then got into Playboy. But there's been like a ton of discourse at work about whether she was hot or not it's cool that she's in Playboy.
It's a butterface,
dude. Oh, my God, dude. That's my favorite. I think that's.
Yeah, I'll let it be a big, fat, rapey Jeff Numbers guy and go, she's a fucking butterface of fucking fake tits.
Just having two Jeff that Numbers.
Plastic like... shit out of my face while you're just drinking the cheese out of your nachos.
Damn, I would love to not pay child support to her.
They have all Call of Duty names where it's like Jeff Numbers and then Jeff Numbers 1 in parentheses with like a slightly different skin. And they're just arguing about whether she's hot or not.
Plan tag, Hawk Tua.
Harambe Bing Bong.
Fucking die. It sucks so bad.
Oh, I hate it. I love it.
I love the internet. The thing that does make me happy, though, is that those guys are all like not able to pay their rent because of sports gambling.
That's true.
The good news is they don't lose as much money in the summer because they got to find more things to gamble on.
Mm-hmm. They do. They do.
Yeah.
All I have to do is watch Seaside Mark. I know there's horse races to gamble on every single day somewhere in the world.
That's why men's mental health is in June because there's no more sports really. So they, as soon as they stop gambling, they go, my mental health is so bad. Oh, no. Poor
I thought it was men's mental health month because... Pride's during my birthday month, but I need my mental health is down.
Yeah, it really fucks with my mental health seeing all that gay shit. Like, really, like, I'm fine week one, week two, but week three, week four, those are tough, man. Those are, it's like going through boot camp every year. Just
I gotta go to the glory
the
hole every day.
Yeah, going to the glory hole, just having to, like, go out with your gay friends and go to the gay bar and they all come on you. And
yeah.
That's literally how Nick Merckx acts, man. Yo, what the hell? This is weird, man. Pride Month gets weird. All these gay guys come down to Southern Florida. I thought if I moved down here, I'd be away from all this shit.
Yeah, Southern Florida.
Ron DeSantis.
They fucking ruined Miami, man.
Ron DeSantis, the GOAT.
Ever since, like, 2017, Miami's just been all gay shit.
Yeah, he loves Ron DeSantis.
A lot of the dumb right-wing guys do. I have in-laws that were just like, you gotta admit, Ron DeSantis has been the best governor for Florida.
I need to call Nick Merckx
out. In what sense?
Nick Merckx.
It had no sense.
Nick Merckx has the craziest, like, abusive angles ever.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this motherfucker. That's him in the middle.
What?
He acts like he's so big and tough.
What the fuck?
Who's the guy on the right?
Those are both just fans.
Skinny leg.
That's the MFAM barbecue where it's all cops and nine-year-olds.
Yeah.
I can smell that guy's crotch sweat through the screen.
Yeah.
And they waited for hours and hours and hours just to get a picture with him and get like one chicken wing.
He's like 5'7 or 5'8 easy.
It rocks to go to a barbecue with like 2,000 other people and be like, I sure hope I get a chicken wing. I'm really hungry. Where's the food?
Well, check out kick.com. Check out Nick
Merckx. We'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Don't watch Dr. Based, though. Or was it Mr. Based?
It's Mr. Based and Dr. Disrespect. Mr. Based is this guy that's on. He's going to get banned from Kick because he just fucking rubbed some girl's pussy and tried to kiss her on stream. And he's 57 years old and he looks exactly how you would think. His name is Mr. Based.
But that's, you know, for that's a guy who should just be.
That is for another episode.
Yeah, so next episode. Subscribe to the Patreon.
Anyone whose name begins with Doctor or Mister, you shouldn't trust them.
Yep.
Because they're probably a pedophile.
Yep. Doctor Dog. Yep. Mister.
Every doctor.
I'm naming bands. All right.
All right.
Mister. Bye. We love you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
There was a woman in Georgia, didn't feel just right. She had fever all day and chills at night. Now things got worse, yes, a serious bind. In times like this, it takes a man to style like getting out of a vine. A doctor of the heart and a doctor of the mind.
He's a man.